Welcome to Hammer Down! Oh, sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Nix.
Baby Tone.
That fucked that up?
It might have been, I don't know.
That's my little company, though. He's Canadian Station of Beer and Wonder Wine.
Good day.
Good day to you, Saya. Bruce, how we doing?
What's going on, dude?
Man, how we doing? Alder, how we doing?
I'm not going to lie.
25. Camera 25.
I mean, I asked this question.
You're doing really good, Tony.
Stick to one. Here we go.
How was the gambling weekend, boys?
Great weekend.
You were 10-3 in college, right?
4-0 footy yesterday. 4-2 NFL fucking Chiefs, dude. I thought I had that one, and then obviously the Ravens, I missed on. But other than that, it was a pretty good weekend, though.
So. What were your misses in college football, do you know?
Ooh, good question.
I was 6-4 in college football. Still a winning weekend. Lost Mississippi State, was just on the wrong side there. Lost JMU, definitely the wrong side there. Kansas won. Bruce, we knew it.
Bruce isn't back there. Perfect.
The camera for us is actually just a solo shot on Tony. I don't know why, but
yeah. Oh, good. We'll get that worked out. Is Bruce back here?
Yes, Bruce is back here.
Florida, Tony. Florida got smacked by LSU.
Oh yeah. I mean, that game was back and forth.
Alabama. Hot blind start. Betting Alabama is now over, and Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas was it. I mean, they almost backdoored it. They probably should.
They almost backdoored. It was right fucking there, dude.
Yesterday, 3-2. Obviously, the Niners did not come home. But the Jets, Pats are a covered machine right now, pal.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful one, Tony.
Bruce, how was your gambling weekend?
I had a great gambling weekend, honestly. I don't really know what my records were on the show, but I think in college football, 33-11 underdogs went. So always a good time for me when that's going on. And then NFL Sunday was a little bit more of a grind, but still pretty good.
The USC game, this is why we say take the points.
Yeah.
Don't fuck around. If you're getting a dog with points, don't fuck around with money line.
Hey, there was some shady refereeing happening in that one, dude. The Pac-12 refs after dark.
Sure.
But we're out in full force in that game, man. I'm gone.
Hey, we're going to get it sorted.
Where the fuck's Gumpy at?
What the fuck?
Where the fuck Gumpy go? Also, if you're USC, you can't give up 18 fucking catches to the tight end. Cover the tight end one time.
No, their defense reared its ugly head, unfortunately.
Yeah, it did. You know, I mean, it could have, whoever had the ball last in that game was going to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to get Gumpy?
It's going to be... UCLA and Oregon this weekend is the one now. Oregon open -6.
Oh, okay. There was a few that I saw this weekend. Let's see here. I had it pulled up already. Where is it? UCLA. Is that what you just said? UCLA +6?
Yeah. I'm probably going to be all over Oregon, to be honest.
See, I was looking UCLA. Ole Miss is a dog at LSU. Top 10 in the country.
Love that one with you there.
I actually got into it a little bit earlier this weekend.
I think you have to, Tony, with college football.
Yes, 1,000%.
These lines can be gone in the fucking minute. I mean, Duke getting 7.5. Now here we go again. Duke is now 8.5 dog at Miami.
I know why.
We're doing Kansas again, Tony. We're doing the same.
You're right. You are 1,000% right. All right.
And I will take the bait again.
Bruce, you back there?
We're trying to figure out some stuff. We only have two camera cuts right now.
Okay. Good. When Bruce gets back on a mic, let me know. Because Bruce is in a predicament for tonight.
I might know have. You fuck.
Will you tell us your predicament tonight, Bruce?
Yeah, kind of a good problem to have. I'm also sorry. I think this was actually my fault trying to set shit up. So I don't know what I did. But I have basically $115 to win 2.8 on the Chargers money line. I have not hedged yet, and honestly, I might just not hedge and let it ride.
Hedge, dude.
I tell you what.
Listen, if you put...
I'm going to say something, and this is very dumb. I might be with Bruce on this one.
Listen, if you... Okay, if you put 500 on the Broncos, money line, because they're a dog, you're in a good situation here.
So your team money line hedge?
Yes.
Because
isn't your pick money line?
Yeah, but I love the middle, the double win.
You're an asshole.
The whammy whammy.
Yeah, I'm a...
Right down their
I'm
throat.
I'm a fan of...
You're just being fucking greedy.
I'm a fan of the money line hedge because you're getting the plus almost 200 on it.
Yeah, so less exposure.
Because if you put like 500 on it, you'll win 1,000 total. And if Broncos don't win and you put $500, you're still winning 2.3.
Yeah, you're right.
Was it to win 2.8 or 1.8?
2.8.
Yeah. So yeah, you're either winning 1,000 or you're winning 2.3.
Or you go over it and you do the, you know, 1.14 to win one on the plus four. And then all of a sudden, bada boom, bada bing, you're looking at a 3.8. And then Tony,
it's also when you're hedging, it also depends on like, are you doing this for fun or is this for your living?
Yeah.
This is for your living.
That's
true. You're hedging the fuck out of it.
How bad do you need it? Type of a deal.
Correct.
I feel pretty good about the Chargers winning this game, though.
Yeah. No. That's the thing. Like, just like football handicapping wise, like if I didn't have this parlay, I would come on and say that Chargers -4.5 is a 5-star play. Like, I don't really see a world where, you know, the Chargers don't kind of win going away. Like maybe it, like, you know, probably will be lower scoring. Kind of obviously. I don't know if you guys delved into the total yet.
We haven't delved into anything.
But yeah, I think we're looking at like a 21-10 Chargers.
All right, let's do it tonight. So it sounds...
Let's delve into it, dude.
Sounds like you guys are on the Chargers.
Who?
You, Bruce?
No, not a chance.
You're not on the Chargers.
Not a chance. There's only one play in this game, Tony.
What is it?
Stone Cold Under.
Stone cold what, under, huh?
Well, I mean, what are we going to wake up and all of a sudden the Broncos are going to score points?
You're, I mean, I don't hate your thinking.
Like, primetime unders are fucking hitting at a pretty high rate. Unders hit in 8 of the last 9 these teams have played in LA. Broncos have hit the under in 5 straight Monday nighters. Chargers have hit the under in 6 out of 8 Monday nighters. Broncos have hit the under in 8 of 11 road games. I mean, I don't want to side in this thing. Give me the under all night.
Huh. I don't.
I don't trust either of these teams, Tony. I know how bad the Broncos have been, but I just feel like it'll be like last night with the Eagles and the Cowboys where they're just a weird backdoor chance at the end.
I get it. I 1,000% get it. Bruce, you are on the Chargers tonight. Oh, I know you're on money line. Are you taking another play? Let's pretend like your current bet didn't exist. Where would you be tonight?
I would be on the Chargers laying the 4.5 in the player prop world. I am intrigued with Melvin Gordon. I know he's questionable coming in with, I think, a neck and ribs.
Okay.
And I know that there are like Mike Boone stands out there from like fantasy football or whatever. But like Melvin Gordon, I you know, he went for like 101 scrimmage, or I think over 100 scrimmage yards against the Colts. They don't really have a ton of options, especially with, you know, Russ and his lat or whatever the hell's going on. Like, he's going to be dumping the ball off to him. So I'm parlaying Melvin Gordon 40-plus rush yards -220 with his over receiving yards, 14.5, and basically just hoping that he's healthy.
Mitt, where are you at on this one?
You know what? We're trying to figure out a bunch of stuff back here, but okay, I'm good. At the Chargers -4.5 and the under. I really do like Tony.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be by myself then.
You Broncos?
Yep. Broncos.
Yes.
Broncos plus 4.5.
Why?
I fucking love it, Tony.
Fucking 5-star.
5-star?
5-star.
You love it?
Full, love it.
Tony's right, going imagine. Full
Tell
bear.
Tell me why.
Okay.
Tony's going full bear.
You know, no, you know I am a huge matchup stats guy, okay? Yard per rush. Chargers are dead last defending the run. Yards per pass. Chargers are 17th defending it. Denver, 12th yards per pass. Another advantage for the Broncos, okay? Then you go to the other side. Denver's defense has an advantage against Chargers offense, passing and rushing. The numbers just tell me to take Denver here. So, I don't argue. I don't argue with the numbers.
Fair.
Goddamn eye test.
No, the rushing yes, the rushing me. Defense piece is.
Trust me, the eye test.
But will Russ fucking run the ball, dude? Like, it feels like these are all RPOs that he's checking out of by what fucking Hackett said, right?
Hey, the eye test. I'm very super worried about the eye test. I watched this team play against Colts. They fucking stink. I know, but. You know, once in a while, you got to put the fucking hazmat suit on and go to war on them.
I don't hate it. I don't think by any means Chargers have blown anybody out of the water. Like they haven't covered that many. Texas came back on them, but I don't hate it.
And maybe Staley gives me one tonight.
No, I mean
he'll give you one at least.
I mean, I think now I'm officially hedging, Tony.
Okay,
out of respect for you as a gambler.
How did we get to the point, like, I get Russ going to the Broncos, but, like, how many primetime games do they have?
A million. Should be done after this, I hope.
Like, come on, dude. And it's, like, the same with the Bears. Like, they did this last
year. I don't understand that.
Who sat down at the start of the year and said, let's fucking, the Bears should be on primetime 2 weeks in a row?
Soldier Field is sweet, though. It is. Under the lights. It's very cool.
Especially when it gets cold. They could be playing on the fucking moon if the football stinks. Get this
shit, man. All right. So that's what we got for Monday night. Tomorrow we'll go through each game and talk about what we're looking for. Obviously, Wednesdays we go through the college football slate, the biggest games there. Not as many big games on the college football slate this weekend.
Good slate though. I like the board.
Thursday we do Thursday night football. Friday we have picks Friday. Also tonight we have a game 5 MLB wide. You have your New York parlay still.
Yeah, so another predicament here, and less of a predicament, but the Giants and Rangers both cashed. Surprisingly, the Yankees are now the last leg to grade of the New York parlay, so I have $250 to win a grand on the Yankees tonight, and I will not be hedging that one. You can bet your ass. If anything, I'm just adding more.
I like the Yanks tonight.
Yeah, me too. Saval,
yeah.
Sieval?
So.
Saval.
Do I love? Bump. Do I love?
Hold on, Savali's starting.
Yeah,
Savali.
Where's fucking Bieber?
So do I love Tyon? I don't. But do I love Savali less? I do.
What happened here?
Oh,
so Savali, his ERA against the Yankees. I was looking.
Where's Nestor?
Nestor's ready to go after fucking Tyon.
I think that they are potentially pulling the old Talion throw. We're back, by the way. What's up, everybody? What's going on, dude?
There you go, boys.
Let's fucking go. But I think they could be doing the old one inning bait and switch.
Now, okay, so depending on how long.
There's only one. Oh, go ahead.
No, depending on how long Savali goes. He's had two starts this year against the Yankees. He has given up 10 runs total in two starts.
Savali stinks, dude.
Yeah, so I am personally taking the Yankees minus the 150 on the money line. Now, who knows how long
home teams in knockout in the games like this last 26, 10 and 16 straight up. But with Savali on the mound, I ain't fucking doing it.
Yeah, I'm on the Yankees money line here.
I can't take the Yankees.
Why not?
What do you mean?
Why not?
I can't do it. Are you fucking root for the Yankees to go through? If the Yankees
Sox
are out. The
Sox have been knocked out for months, dude.
Yeah, dude.
If the Yankees are out, everything's fucking good in the world. It doesn't matter who wins. Maybe the Astros I kind of dislike, but like the Dodgers, that was great. Fucking dads slayed the dragon.
The dads did slay
the dragon. They did slay the dragon. Great call.
The dads did slay it. I'm not saying you have to make a pick tonight. I'm just saying.
No, you have to. Game five. I'll die on the sword. Guardians first five plus a half. Okay. That one's for me.
That one's for you. Yeah. D-Butt's got a same game parlay tonight. I just saw. Chargers to win. Cortland Sutton 50 plus receiving yards. Williams 60 plus receiving yards. Herbert 250 plus passing yards. And Eckler anytime. That's quite a fucking same gamer there.
Yeah, I really like it. The interesting to me is the Mike Williams over with Al Keen and Allen still Surtain out there.
Matchup.
He's basically the guy that told me about Surtain, so a little surprise there, but good. I believe it.
Tips and overthrows.
Any footy early in the week?
Tomorrow I just got in La Liga, I like Sevilla, draw no bet, at home against Valencia. They played better under their new coach. Bilbao, money line at Getafe, and a bit of a flyer in the EPL. I'm going to take Wolverhampton on a double chance at Crystal Palace. Wolverhampton come around a little bit lately.
Okay. I didn't even talk to Nick. I have no idea if he has any NHL picks. Do you have
I got a spread for NHL tonight.
Okay, what do you got?
Going back to the well with the Cougars, even though they've stunk. At the Capitals, Vancouver moneyline plus 115.
Okay.
Taking the Panthers at Boston moneyline minus 130.
Okay.
Taking the Red Wings as a home dog against the Kings on the moneyline plus 116. I like this Red Wings team.
Okay.
Obviously, the Stars moneyline at home against the Jets.
Yes, sir.
And then the Hurricanes moneyline at the Kraken, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trailing that Texas hockey. I just went, what's going on the ice tonight?
Ottinger's fucking lights out, dude. He's letting one goal both games. Like, he is fucking on a level. Yeah. Only concern, maybe revenge game for Jets coach. Stars fired him
at the end of last year. I was just reminded on Twitter that I said five-star play on the Broncos. Maybe like a four-star. Maybe not a full five-star.
Four and a half?
Four and a half, maybe.
Four and a half with the juice.
Because you can't give a full five-star play on a team that fucking can't score.
I thought you were going to be under for sure, though.
Yeah, a little spoiler here, too. Five-star for me just means that I have to win $500 on it.
Yeah, it's a five.
I also just don't want to fucking... I don't want to cheer for either one of these teams in this game.
Tonight?
Yeah, Gumpy, I'm on the exact same level as you on that. I don't want to cheer for any of these teams to do fucking shit. I think both these teams kind of fucking suck, and their defense is pretty good, so I think the under, I know it's super fucking low. That's probably why Tony's not touching it, but I love the under here.
I'm not afraid of a fucking low total, okay?
No, Tony will dive into a 36. There's two Wednesday night 40, college 45
and a half.
Week,
45 too. And a half is not a low total.
Yeah, no.
No, that's nice. That's a nice number.
Yeah, we have Wednesday.
Yep. And two on Thursday, I believe, as well.
Is Wednesday... Is that Georgia Tech, Virginia? No. I do have a play, I think, early in the week on Georgia Tech and Virginia, which is, that's week 7, week 8. Fucking computer's not working.
What about Western Kentucky, a short favorite at home against UAB?
I think I have. You're gonna be shocked. I almost went UAB, but I stayed away. I think I'm staying away on that one. Oh, no. Yeah,
Rutgers.
Nope. I got UAB written plus 2.5 right here.
Really?
I got no allegiances, my friend.
I know. You fucking bet Western Kentucky against our beloved Meeps every goddamn time. Now you're on UAB.
Rutgers IU under 45.5. Thank you very much.
Woo.
Rutgers money line. Cincinnati money line at SMU.
Cincinnati minus 2
Texas,
versus
Oklahoma
SMU.
State. Texas Oklahoma State at 4.5. Interesting.
4.5. That's what it's at now?
That's 6.5 now. Open 4.5.
Okay, I was going to say. I saw the 6.5.
4.5 was this morning.
Give me this. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. We'll dive into more as the week goes on. Can't thank you guys enough. Good luck on your bets tonight. Hope you guys had a good weekend betting as well. We will see you tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.